This is Dr. Susan Bard from the Vive Dermatology Aesthetics company in Brooklyn. She says, I like this woman, one of the biggest myths I encounter in dermatology in general is that natural and organic products are safer. Hello and welcome back to Put the Lotion in the Basket. I'm Patrick.
I'm Anna.
I've got a feeling, I don't want to speak too soon, I've got a feeling we've got quite a lot to talk about today. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, today is a mixed bag. A follow-up from last week, I do have another interview with a science person in the can. Mm. So we'll be putting it on next week's show. I thought maybe this week, but it's going to take a little more time to prepare and get ready to share with you and our listeners. So, but it is in the can. So we are continuing our science series, but not today.
Oh, I'm excited to hear it.
Yeah, it'll be really interesting.
Because the last conversation you had with the chemist.
Love the chemist. Yes.
I just love that guy.
Me too. Dr. Perung. He was iconic. As iconic as a periodic table.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So today we are going to, I'm going to spring a quiz on you, Anna.
Quiz day. I love it. Yes. So this time you have created the quiz. And is there a theme to the quiz?
It's a true or false skincare myth quiz.
Excellent.
So I've consulted with some of the leading dermatologists with the help of the internet, and I found some interesting true or falses. I'll be interested to see what your responses are.
Ooh.
And I feel like we'll have both learned something by the end.
I'm looking forward to it. Can I also just say that we're reunited in your kitchen today. Last week we were on Zoom and it's raining outside again in Los Angeles, but your house is so lovely and cozy right now. Oh. You have some candles going. You have some Easter flowers out. It's very lovely.
Yeah, and Easter chocolate as well.
Mm-hmm.
Any excuse to bring sugar into the house.
Of course.
Especially this religious holiday. So thank you. That's lovely. Mm-hmm. Lovely compliment. I think it's time to do our quiz.
Let's do it.
Okay, so, you know, this is true or false, and these are kind of statements. I'm going to read out a statement, true or false, and you'll just tell me if it's true or false. The answer will have been provided by a leading dermatologist. I won't necessarily be naming names.
By the way, if anyone hears any licking noises, dogs again. It's not me. I just always want to make that clear in case people wonder why I'm always panting or licking my lips.
Yeah, it's neither of us. I do have
two
dogs who seemingly are very interested in this podcast. So we'll just power on through. So here goes. So first, we'll keep it simple to start with. True or false, drinking water helps keep your skin hydrated?
True.
False.
False.
Okay, so this is according to Dr. Howard Sobel. He says, false. There is no evidence that drinking more or less water is helpful or harmful to your skin. While drinking more water can be beneficial for other health conditions, water does not automatically get absorbed by your skin when you drink it. It hydrates our cells as it is absorbed by the bloodstream and filtered by the kidneys, which does help hydrate our bodies overall.
Wow, interesting. So, well, that makes sense. I mean, I guess I have heard that dehydration. Hi, buddy. There's a doggy here. Hello.
Sorry, Anna, and sorry, listeners.
That's okay. Linda, I have no food for you.
Linda,
I'm
get
sorry.
Down. You can. You can.
You're very sweet.
You can push her down.
Oh, she's very sweet. I feel bad.
No, she's a sweetheart, but we're working, so she needs to get the memo. Come on, off you go. Go.
Yeah, I have heard that dehydration is unlikely to show up on your skin unless it's the kind of thing where you've been in the desert for 4 days and you've had nothing to drink, something incredibly extreme. So that's good to know. Actually, that's kind of a relief, you know?
Yeah, but I just love to drink water, really, because I think about it flushing toxins from my skin, and it just kind of, it has to hydrate the skin in some way.
Well, maybe it has a placebo effect for you.
Yeah, so I don't believe this dermatologist. I don't believe them. And I'm just going to keep drinking lots of water for my skin. Okay, moving on. True or false, not washing your face causes acne?
True.
False.
Oh, gosh. I can't believe it. Do I even belong on this podcast?
No, but this is good because this kind mm-hmm. of, this causes a little bit of, it's information that I'm learning because I would have said the same thing. Dr. Peterson Pierre from the Skincare Institute of Westlake Village, California says, hygiene doesn't play a role in the development of acne. Acne involves oil production, bacteria, clogged pores and inflammation. And to a lesser extent, diet for some people. Not washing your face doesn't help your situation, but it certainly doesn't cause acne. Okay, but you just said acne involves oil production, right. Bacteria and clogged pores. What do we wash our faces for?
Right.
You know?
Yes. Well, I mean, one takeaway I would have from that is that, you know, it probably depends on what you're washing your face with and how you wash your face. So, like, I think that if you wash your face with stuff that's too harsh, that's really stripping, it can actually make your skin produce more oil to compensate. I've definitely read this.
Yes.
Leading to inflammation, you know, clogged pores, visible pores, that kind of stuff, and even zits. So maybe what he's saying is that it's not like it washing your face, you know, doesn't necessarily mean less acne. If you're washing it with something that's not appropriate for your skin, it can make the problem worse. And there's probably other factors that contribute to those skin problems besides hygiene. But yeah, but he did throw in a qualifier in there. He said, if you're not washing your face, you're not helping things. So probably we can presume that if you just, you know, don't do nothing to your face, not even, you know, that yeah. it would have some negative consequences. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So I think the take home here is continue to wash your face.
Yeah, that's interesting though, but wash it the right way. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, moving on. Cucumbers eliminate bags under your eyes.
False.
The answer here is kind of true.
Oh my God.
This is all according to dermatologists. This isn't gospel, but yeah. This is according to a leading dermatologist whose name I don't have, but they say many people use cool cucumbers to reduce puffiness under their eyes. While there are some benefits from the moisture, generally speaking, any cool compress will have the same effect. Well, that doesn't mean that it eliminates bags under your eyes.
Right. And then it's kind of false because it's like, well, cucumber could do that, but so could anything that you cool. So, right?
I mean,
But kind of true because...
Well, yeah. If it was really true, I would be walking around with two cucumbers on my face at all times. But, you know, so that was a bit of a dodgy one. And kind of true isn't a very scientific
right.
answer.
I always thought that the thing about cucumbers on your eyes had something to do with vitamin K content. But maybe that's not true. I thought vaguely in my mind. Yeah. Cucumbers don't have many nutrients in them, but I think they do have vitamin K.
Yeah, I mean, I just thought they're just vessels for water. They're just full of water and no calories.
That too. Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. They have some calories.
Oh, do they?
All food does. Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Now you
there
tell
was
me.
A myth. This was a myth that there are foods with negative calories where I remember hearing this a long time ago that celery and cucumbers, it's like it burns more calories to digest them than they have. Yeah, total. That's ridiculous.
Oh, I love myths like that.
At the
that.
Very least, they have fiber in them, which is a carbohydrate. So, yeah. Which is indigestible. But anyway.
Okay, moving on.
Moving on.
True or false, you don't need to exfoliate your skin.
True.
Correct. True.
Finally.
Okay, so Dr. Anna H. Chacon says, a common skincare myth that I hear all the time is that you need to exfoliate. Your skin naturally sheds its superficial keratinocytes about once per month. I didn't know that. And I don't know what a keratinocyte is, but I'm guessing it's
a skin cell of some
sort.
Yeah,
skin. Mm-hmm. you do not need to buy exfoliators or undergo peels, facials, or dermabrasion to exfoliate. Yeah, but hang on. But there's
boring.
Exfoliation and there's exfoliation. Yeah, boring. Don't believe you. we will not have peel pads in our lives. And you definitely don't need to use anything abrasive on your skin to achieve this, as it happens on its own. Sorry, I'm calling yes here.
I mean, the phrase need to is very important here. Okay, fine. Maybe I don't need to, you know, have healthy turnover of cells, if that's what we're talking about. But we know that lasers and resurfacing treatments and things can improve your skin quality.
Oh my god, they do improve your skin quality.
Yeah, so, I mean, okay, I don't need to do those things. If I don't do them, I'm not going to have, you know, five layers of weird dead skin on my face, fine. But is my skin going to look best it can? Maybe not. So, yeah. I love that word that you've compiled this quiz, and it's, you know, the idea is that it's totally factual and we're just everyone that we don't agree with. We're like, no.
Everyone we don't like, we're calling it false.
True, but bullshit.
Yeah, bullshit. I'm sorry. There is no better feeling than having just exfoliated your skin in the right way and just seeing that wonderful shine that you have once you've got rid of that layer of like sebum, you know, just that skin. I'm sorry, Mother Nature. I'm not using Mother Nature as my dermatologist when it comes to exfoliation.
Oh, no. No, of course not.
I want chemicals.
Me too. And look, we've all seen photographs or paintings of people 100, 200 years ago, whatever it is. They look awful.
They look like death.
So, yeah. I think.
So, you do need to exfoliate your skin. And we're never going to say anything other than that on this podcast.
But technically, I got that one right.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you don't need to.
Yes, you don't need to.
But you want to.
We don't need to do anything other than draw breath and drink water to stay alive. But I mean, come on.
Seriously.
Just try harder. Right. Okay, I like this one. True or false, natural botanical skincare products are better for your skin.
False.
Yes.
Yes.
False. Now, this one I do agree with.
Yes, me too.
And this, products are often unregulated and tend to contain botanicals and essential oils that can lead to significant allergic contact dermatitis in some people. Okay, I hope you're listening, Dr. Bronner.
Love this woman.
I always give the example of organic poison. organic poison ivy or snake venom.
Well, yeah.
Just because it comes from nature, it doesn't mean it's safe or not toxic.
Right.
Thank you.
Or cyanide, right? It's just made of a couple of atoms, but we don't want to consume cyanide now, do we?
Yeah.
No.
So thank you.
Thank you. And you know, that makes me think of our conversation last week with the amazing Dr. Perung, the chemist, who pointed out that chemicals, that the name chemicals, it sounds like it's automatically something fake or something bad, but in fact, H2O is a chemical. I'm so on board with this. I absolutely agree that just because something says natural or, you know, or it's made of willow bark or whatever it is, doesn't mean that it's better for your skin or safer.
Yeah. And so when you're looking at the ingredients on something, and I do this a lot, I look at ingredients and I see lots of words I can't pronounce. And I'm like, oh no, that can't be good for your skin. This actually brings me to a footnote. This is something, a little something I found out, and this is something I put at the bottom of the quiz, but I'm going to say it now because it's what we're talking about. So this is another myth, or is it a myth? If you can't pronounce it, don't use it.
Oh yeah, I would have said false to that. Absolutely.
And you would have been correct.
Yeah.
Okay? And again, I don't know what dermatologist is saying this, but I love what they're saying. There are so many incredible ingredients that are hard to pronounce. Don't hold it against them. For example, and I'm going to murder this, cocamidopropylhydroxylsultane.
Okay.
Okay, now that sounds like it's straight out of a factory in Russia,
right.
Okay? That they are fatty acids from coconut oil.
Well, there
can't
you go.
Get more organic than that.
Totally.
Methyl sulfonyl methane.
Okay.
That's a natural compound used to ease arthritis pain. Glyceretinic acid. That's licorice root. Mm. So again, when you're seeing these long words, I don't know why they don't just say licorice root, because it does look better. And I think on the more expensive products, they actually do that.
Yeah, they do. You're right. That's so interesting.
But on the cheaper ones, they don't. And you just think, oh, I'm just rubbing this crap into my face.
Absolutely.
Well, you're not.
Well, and also any skincare product is formulated in some way. I mean, right? They're not going and foraging in the forest for their ingredients and then mixing it up in their kitchens over a pot and putting it in little jars for you to take home. I mean, all of this stuff is going to a lab, and I assume they're isolating ingredients and like, or they're sourcing them from God knows where. all this stuff is coming out of a factory in one way or another.
Yeah, but rightly so.
Yeah, good, which is good, right? Yeah. I don't want sap from a tree just bled into a mason jar and sold to me to put on my face. I want it, you know,
I want it in
lab-ified.
A controlled environment, yes. A sterile environment.
Sterile environment, I want, absolutely.
Yes, it's all the people out there that, you know, that think that organic skincare is the same as organic food. It's not. So
that's a question we should follow up on, is what does organic even mean as it's applied to skincare? I mean, does it mean that some of the individual, whatever individual ingredients they're using to create the product are originally sourced from some organic form of that, right? Like if it's a coconut oil, are they starting with some organic coconut grove? Like, what does it even mean?
Yeah, and actually, I've just thought, you know, one of my favorite skincare brands from the past, The Organic Pharmacy, is that a myth? And really, should they be shouting to the rooftops that all they put in their products are organic? Because as we've just learned from a leading dermatologist, chemicals are the way forward. So that's that. Now, I've got a few more.
Okay.
Just tell me when you get bored, because I've actually got a lot here. True or false? Eye creams don't do anything.
True.
False.
This is something I've been preaching from the rooftops.
I know. We've both been preaching it.
But it's false. Interesting.
And again, this is Dr. Howard Sobel, who also said that drinking water doesn't keep your skin hydrated. So again, I don't really believe the word he says. He says an eye cream can have many benefits if it contains the right ingredients and is formulated for your specific skin concerns. If your concern is dark circles or puffiness due to fatigue, an eye cream with caffeine can definitely help control inflammation and make your under eyes appear brighter. I don't know.
Again, it has a key caveat in there, which is if it's formulated to target your specific concern. I mean, I guess, okay, fair enough. I guess that it's true that your eye area, you might have different skin concerns than the rest of your face. So yeah, if dark circles are an issue, that does make sense to me that there might be some cream with caffeine in it that you wouldn't want to spread over your entire face, but it could just help maybe target that area. But I guess it all depends on what the concern is and what exactly the cream is that you're using. But also at the same time, I've certainly heard that there's nothing special really about the skin under your eyes, and that there's no reason that products you use on the rest of your face can't just be used there, assuming that, you know, there's nothing harsh that's going to get in your eyes. But that's the only concern, really.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be putting a retinol near my, like, under my eye. Just because, I mean, that skin does, I think I don't know if this is a myth or not, but don't they say the most delicate part of your skin as an organ is the eye?
I've heard that. I don't quite know what it means. I mean, I guess maybe there's less padding there or something. I do use the night cream that I use, which is the very gentle moisturizing one that has a tiny bit of retinol in it, I think. I don't even know what concentration of retinol, but I do dab it a little bit under my eyes. Not close enough for it to get in my eyes, but just, you know, I put it on my whole face and then I just
around
do
the orbital
a little
bone area. Yeah.
Yeah, and I never get irritated or anything like that. And I've heard that too, that the skin under your eyes is very thin and sensitive, but like, honestly, I don't even know what that means. And I find it more believable that there's nothing really unique about that skin.
Yeah, and your eyes look great, so I don't believe a word this doctor says. I think he's a charlatan. Right, moving on. Preparation H cures puffy eyes.
Oh, true?
Kind of true.
Okay.
Phenylephrine, an ingredient in Preparation H, constricts blood vessels under the eyes. This means the fluid that creates the puffy appearance is reduced. Well, if that's the case, I'm going to get me some Preparation H.
What is Preparation H?
It's for hemorrhoids.
Oh, right. Okay.
It's a hemorrhoid cream. So it does have an active ingredient that reduces the size of a blood vessel, because that's all a hemorrhoid is.
It is. And this, so it's something you would normally put on your butt? Is that where people get hemorrhoids?
Yeah, like,
okay.
Yeah, right in there.
Okay. I've never had a hemorrhoid. Knock on wood.
I don't think I have actually either, but
I kind of vaguely know what they are, but they're like something painful in
your
butt is
all
I know.
They're really painful. They can be really painful.
Yeah,
But like, you know, ickiness aside, they're just enlarged blood vessels.
Got it. Okay.
So this cream does that. So using that logic, if the bags under your eyes are caused by blood vessels that are widened, then something that constricts them would work there too.
Oh, well, that's good to know. I won't be trying it because my concern around my eyes is more that they sometimes look hollow versus puffy. But,
right, yeah. But so in good that to case, know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in that case, it might have the opposite effect. Okay, dermatologist tested makes a product trustworthy.
False?
Yeah, and this is coming from a dermatologist.
Okay.
They say dermatologist tested is not an official certification. It's just a marketing slogan.
Really?
Yeah. So legally, this should mean that at least one dermatologist did test the product. It doesn't mean the FDA or the American Academy of Dermatology or any other organization. Sorry, I have a cat as well that's making noise. Any other organization endorses the product. Be wary of this claim if you can't identify the source of the endorsement.
You know, CeraVe has dermatologists tested all over its products.
Yeah, they would.
They would. You CeraVe. Know,
it's that's a little bit like this. It's just this, all of this quiz is just one dermatologist saying true or false. And if we like it, we agree with them. But if we don't, we don't.
We can dismiss it.
It's just it's just opinions.
That's so interesting. So is there, so legally it means that at least just one dermatologist tried this product?
Yeah, dermatologist tested. That just means a dermatologist tested it. It doesn't even mean that it's good.
Wow, no,
it
you just means be like,
they tested
hey,
it.
Hey, Dr. Gross, put this on your hands, okay? Okay. Yeah. Great, check. We can put it on our box
or he
now.
He tested it and was like, oh, this is really painful. They don't put that on the wow. thing, but they still tested
That's
it.
So interesting. You know, so I feel like every product that has that on it should be forced to put something online where they put the specifics of that claim. Like, who is the dermatologist? What did they do with the product? And what outcome did it lead to? That would probably cut down on the use of that slogan.
Yeah, yeah. So again, I'm going to be wary, having done this little bit of research, I'm going to be wary of products that just have that plastered over their packaging. A couple more and then we're done.
Yeah, yeah.
Face exercises reduce wrinkles.
True.
False.
False.
And this makes me very happy because people who do face exercises in place of using like chemicals, products annoy me. And so I'm happy to see that this is not true. The thought here, so this is the reason why it's false. The thought here is that using the muscles in the face more will strengthen or tighten the face's appearance. This is simply incorrect. The wrinkles you already have are for the most part permanent. Well, unless you use Botox. Any repetitive stretching of the skin is likely to create new wrinkles. So actually, it's making it worse.
Really? Okay. So this is one of those things where there is definitely a lot of conflicting information yes. about this out there. Because I also read previously that there was some study done. And again, you know, I'm realizing the more we delve into this, that like that just because a study was done doesn't mean that it included enough people or was done over a long enough time for it to be super significant. So grain of salt. But there was a study done where people did these facial yoga exercises and then they looked younger at the end, allegedly. And there was a dermatologist quoted in a story that I read about this who said that she prescribes her patients not only topical solutions, et cetera, but she also tells them to smile as hard as they can for 5 minutes a day or whatever it was, because it, it firms up their skin or something. Ever since I read that, I do this when I'm watching TV. I sit there and grin like a nutcase. Yes. And it's probably just in my mind, but I'm like, yeah, I think it has like firmed up the skin in my cheeks, you know, or at the very least, I mean, I don't think it's created wrinkles in my face.
No.
But also what you're saying, I've also heard that. And then I once heard this doctor who said, if you look at a stroke patient and half of their face is lax and the other half isn't, the lax half will look younger.
The stroke side will look younger
because it's relaxed, and that this is like sort of the effect that Botox has, right? It relaxes muscles and reduces wrinkles. So I don't know. There's a lot of conflicting sciencey information out there, and it's really hard as a regular person just relying on what you find on the internet to make heads or tails of any of it.
Yeah, but I will say this, just have Botox, because we know that works.
We do know that works for wrinkle reduction, yes.
That's, you know, that does get, that eliminates wrinkles. So, you know, just do
it Botox.
It does,
but then eliminating wrinkles isn't everything for a youthful appearance, right? Because we've all seen those people that have gotten too much Botox in their foreheads and it makes their eyebrows droop. And then your eyes look smaller and you look kind of like half asleep. You know that look that I'm talking about, the heavy brow.
Yeah.
So great, you don't have any wrinkles in your forehead, but you look half asleep. So I don't know. Maybe there's something too, like also, I have no idea. See, that we could do a whole episode just on this, like the whether muscles should be relaxed or toned to make your skin look better. It's crazy making. Anyway, what was the question? The answer was false, right? Like
it was
officially.
The answer,
okay.
According to this person, the answer was false. Face exercises will reduce wrinkles. They say false.
Yeah. I mean, I believe that on the whole, that's probably correct.
Yeah. If it was Botox will reduce wrinkles, it would be true.
Yeah, true.
And that's coming from me. Okay. Eating carrots can make your skin turn orange.
True.
Yes. Any foods high in beta carotene can cause your skin to turn an orangish color, but it would take eating about a dozen carrots a day for several weeks to achieve this.
Right. I was going to say, we've talked about this in the podcast when we did our fall episode on pumpkin products, right?
Yes.
And we talked about how that eating orange vegetables can have that effect, but it takes huge quantities of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Pores do not open and close.
True.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
While certain conditions, steam, for example, can loosen pores, God, that makes me feel awful, they do not open and close. Hang on a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't steam my face, but like when I look at my face when it's hot, like after I've been exercising, I'm sure I can see open pores. And then when I put cold water on my face.
I don't think it's that they open and close. I think it's that they shrink and enlarge depending on what's going on. So I think they can open up so that they're more visible to the naked eye, and then they can shrink, but they're just pores. They just remain pores through it all, and there's nothing that like that ever seals them up. I mean, you still need to sweat and all that.
Yeah, but like for example, I have, and lots of people my age have, open pores. I can see them.
But I think that just means enlarged. Yeah, because if you looked at your skin under a microscope, I mean, you'd still have pores all over your skin.
The idea of looking at my skin under a microscope makes me feel physically ill. I can barely look at it in the mirror some days. Okay, all right, I didn't like that. I didn't like that true or false one. Right, this is the last one.
Okay.
True or false, alcohol is bad for your skin.
True.
False.
Oh, really? Excellent. But what about alcoholics with burst like blood vessels all over their noses and stuff? Doesn't that happen?
Oh, like rosacea. Yeah, it does. Well, I don't know if this dermatologist is talking about alcohol-based products or...
Oh.
I think, like, if they're talking about drinking your body weight in gin every day, it might say it's true.
I thought that's what it meant. Oh, but they mean, like, topical, like, products with alcohol in them. Is that what they mean? What's the quote?
So anyway, the quote is, and again, this doesn't have a person attached to it, which is probably for the best. But while many claim that alcohol is bad for your skin, the truth is some alcohols can be drying, but in a properly formulated product, alcohol helps increase penetration of key ingredients. Fatty alcohols are non-irritating and very beneficial for the skin.
Oh, now, that's really interesting.
Is interesting because again, when I see alcohol denat,
me too, on like a toner, for example, I won't buy it because I think, oh, it has alcohol in it.
I'm like, then I start judging the people that make it because I think this shouldn't have any alcohol in it. And so apparently, I've been judging incorrectly because it can not only is it good to have it in a formulated product, it can actually help penetrate the key ingredients.
Wow, I would not have known that. And I'm just like you, if I buy, mostly it comes up with toners, but sometimes moisturizers, if I look at it and I look at the ingredients and there's some form of alcohol, I'll put it back down thinking, oh, that's going to dry me out. That's so interesting. Of course, I initially assumed, I was like, wow, so I could drink,
drink more.
It wouldn't affect my skin.
Affect your face.
Good to know, it would affect my liver, but not my skin. But no, we're talking about topical alcohol. Okay, got it.
Yeah, I think so. But we can apply it to the other one as well.
Yeah, I mean,
see.
I don't drink much. But anyway, whatever. Neither here nor there.
Yeah.
good to know. That's so interesting. Well, yeah. I think this all of this adds up to the fact that we are very much in the tank for chemicals.
Yeah, the take home here is use chemicals and don't be afraid of words you can't pronounce. Mm-hmm. In fact, run to them.
Run to them. Open arms. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was quite a fun quiz.
I agree. Good job.
Thank you.
Well, next week I will tease. We have an interesting conversation. So I have in the can, so I can make this promise because it's already recorded, an interview with the founder of this company that we mentioned a couple weeks ago that makes rapamycin, which is this drug that may have anti-aging properties. There was a big article in the Washington Post about it. So they sell supplements of it, or, you know, the pill form of it, but they also sell a topical skin cream that has this ingredient, rapamycin, in it. Mm-hmm. And apparently, according to the founder of this company, it can have some of the same effects on your skin that it has inside your body when it comes to anti-aging. So I thought it was super interesting. He was not at all what I expected, also, by the way. There was nothing salesman-y about him, which we'll discuss. Ooh. So it's a really interesting conversation. So we'll have that next week.
Oh, I can't wait. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Well, again, thanks so much for listening. I hope you learned something today. And we will be back next week with more skincare exclusives.
Keep wearing that SPF.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. We should say that we have space. I want to work on our tagline at the end.
Yeah.
It's so basic to just tell people to wear SPF because we know that. And I don't know why I keep saying
it. We need to come up with something better.
Yeah, we'll come up with
chemicals forever.
Chemicals forever. Drink chemicals. No, don't do that.
H2O.
Yeah, it's a chemical. So we are drinking chemicals. Yeah, there's something in that.
We're gonna workshop it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, thanks everybody. See you soon.
Bye.